Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 6th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Rochester, New York. Palo Alto found more iOS malware that takes advantage of enterprise certificates. Palo Alto is calling this latest version We Spectre. And now Apple also commented on this particular piece of malware and states that any iOS version 8.4 and later will no longer get affected by this particular malware. The reason the malware is signed with enterprise certificates is that this way it is still possible to install the malware on the phone without having to go through Apple's App Store. Now, in order to obtain the malware, a user would have to expose to the malware either directly. The Palo Alto blog suggests various traffic injection attacks, or by downloading the malware from a malicious app store and then installing it via iTunes. The second part apparently has happened with some underground app stores in China. The malware's capabilities are quite flexible. It can download additional pieces after it is installed. But at this point, if you do have an up-to-date iPhone and if you do not download applications from outside the Apple App Store, you should not be affected by this particular threat. And Google today published its monthly over-the-air update for Android that should be applied automatically to Google Nexus devices. With this update, there are 15 vulnerabilities being patched in LibStageFright, 2 vulnerabilities in libutils. These two libraries were responsible for the latest StageFright 2.0 vulnerability, so that vulnerability should be patched with this release. In addition, there are about a dozen other libraries and components that are being patched in this release. 3 more libraries that I can see that received patches for critical vulnerabilities. So if you're lucky enough to own one of the Google Nexus devices, apply this patch. For other Android users, you will have to wait for the respective manufacturer to release an update. And actually, one of the things that we are teaching in our Defending Web Applications class, and it's one of those very basic lessons, is to not include any debug information in HTML comments, or in general, to be sparse about the use of HTML comments. A bank in Denmark was now found to do just that on its online banking website. The bank did essentially echo back the entire request to the user as an HTML comment, with that also revealing some internal server information back to the user. Now, this kind of debug information is then typically also quite cross-site scriptable. The researcher finding this particular problem was responsible enough not to further exploit this vulnerability, but instead to just report it. The bank confirmed that this was debug functionality left behind. However, the bank did not acknowledge that this was indeed a real vulnerability. And a buffer overflow was found in OpenBSD's OpenSMTPD. This is the SMTP daemon developed by OpenBSD. Other BSD versions also tend to like this particular daemon as a mail server. So if you're running it, take a look at any updates that may be available. A patch is available from the OpenSMTPD developers, but you may not necessarily find a pre-compiled package for your version of BSD. In particular, FreeBSD, I believe, is using this SMTP daemon. Well, and lastly, a story that isn't really a story. I just mentioned it because I saw it earlier on a reputable security news website that I often consult for. this podcast. The story here is that the SSL certificate for update.microsoft.com is bad. Well, that site actually hasn't been used by Microsoft for updates in many years, and that certificate has always only been valid, or not always, but more recently for www.update.microsoft.com. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.